Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Am I the Butthole, mixed with some relationships too. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too. You know it really helps out, right? And let's crack on with today's first story. You bloody cheeky so-and-sos. And our first story comes from a throwaway account. It's a bit of a short one, but does have an update as well. It's titled, I let my best friend move in with us because he was going through a bad time. Now he and my wife have gotten close and want us to start a poly family. Yep, that's what I'm going through nowadays, lol. I can't help but laugh at this suggestion because the only other option is to cry. My best friend of 8 years recently lost his job, so his apartment became too costly to afford. So when he asked to move in with me till the end of the year, I agreed. He moved in with us at the start of November, and after a few days I noticed the two of them getting closer. But as I considered him as a brother, an affair was the furthest thing from my mind. But as we all know, human depravity knows no bound. My wife approached me 3 days ago and said that she and my best friend have fallen in love. But of respect for me, they have not done anything physical yet. They want the three of us to start a poly family, which will be the best solution in this scenario, as she loves both of us and doesn't want to lose me, and this is the true way to live, by sharing love. Lol. My best friend also talked with me and said that he always had a crush on my wife, and it would have been wrong to deny this crush because he didn't want to be dishonest to his true self. So my question is, do I even try to save my marriage, or should I save my sanity and run? Any other advice for me? Yeah, and I think this would be a deal breaker for me for sure. You know, she says she hasn't done anything physical, which even if we give her the benefit of the doubt there, she still had an emotional affair with this person. And that would just lose trust for me instantly. And I wouldn't be able to stay with someone that I didn't trust. And it's quite that simple for me. But Buck Throwaway says, I'm so freaking sorry this happened to you. This is such a high amount of disrespect and fuckery. I honestly wonder if he asked you specifically, besides needing a place to stay, so he could see if he could get with your wife because he has a crush on her, or because it's like a two-in-one special. Place to stay and he gets to be near his crush. Either way, disgusting. Your friend is scum. Your wife is scum too. Block both from your life and get that divorce, king. Best of luck, OP. Take all the time you need. Get high with friends and pick yourself up and move on when it's time. Fiery Man says, damn, what a shitty thing your best friend just did and your wife. Honestly, dude, I wish you luck in life. If you need therapy, don't be shy going and talking to someone. You can be loved by someone who only wants you. Delivery National says, so sorry to hear this. Yeah, so a poly family and her love for you both is supposed to work out for you when you listen to them having sex while you're in the other room, knowing that dynamic didn't exist until you moved in. Sure, I bet it will. Let's be real too. She won't be having that much sex with you, at least initially, and when she does, she won't have half the enthusiasm she will with him. Likely, they've already had sex. Best of luck, man. Miss Foxart says, my dude, this is incredibly unfortunate. Your lol attitude is probably your saving grace. Enjoy that food, enjoy the peace and quiet, enjoy your soon-to-be new life. I can't wait for an update on this about all the positive changes you've made in your life that are serving you and your future self so much better. Now let's move on to that update to find out what happened next. So it says, I forgot the password for my original account, so we'll copy the text of the original post here, but first the update. My friend moved out on Monday and I was not at the house when he moved out, so I don't know what he did and my wife talk about. And my brother has formally asked us to vacate his house by the end of this month. And since I have not paid any rents for the time I have lived here, I don't have any squatting rights. So I told my wife that we will be homeless by the end of the month and she should make her own arrangements. She says that we should do marriage counselling and she values our marriage more than any poly relationship and she was never going to go ahead without my consent. Also that she has gone no contact with my friend and now we should focus on repairing our marriage. Lol. Sorry, I couldn't stop myself from lolling while writing this. I'm writing in the guest room and enjoying some nice takeout food. Not very healthy, but very tasty nonetheless. She's been trying to be more attentive and loving towards me, but I'm just counting my days. Anyway, that's my update. Hopefully I didn't leave anything out. I'm a bit high right now. Thanks for all the support. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What would you do in OP's situation? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And I'm just coming back after I've just read the story, just to give you a warning on this one, that the end felt a bit inconclusive to me. I didn't know really what was happening afterwards. So if that's the sort of thing's not for you, you know, feel free to skip the story. But I just wanted to give you that warning as well. This next story comes from I Am Confession. And it says, I am afraid my girlfriend may be cheating on me. I'll try to sum up the story as best as I can. About 6 months back, before I got together with my girlfriend, she went out to dinner with some guy who thought that that night was a date, but she did not consider it such. They stopped talking due to the differences in opinion as to what that night was because she had met me. Fast forward 5 months, one random day she starts smiling and getting all happy and giggly over text messages she is getting and tells me it's the same guy mentioned previously. She says he had a funny picture up on Facebook and she liked and he used that as an opportunity to break the ice and start talking to her again. She said he was clearly told that she is in a relationship now and that she is not interested in him. Slowly over the past month, she has started to see more and more of him. In some cases, even hiding it from me, saying, I'm going to stop over at a friend's before coming over. Last night, the first thing she did when she came over was hide by her charger and text him for a good 5 minutes, back and forth before even talking to me. And every second I took doing some research on the computer, she went back to texting him. When I left my work, she immediately home keys out of the text window, which I can clearly see is with him, and asked me what I'm doing. We start messing around on the bed and she jokes that I smell like baby food because I just ate a pear. So I go to the bathroom to brush my teeth. When I return, I see her on her phone again, smiling, texting away furiously. Now, I've confronted her about him in the past and she tells me all they talk about is all of the miserable dates he has been going on. And their conversations are not flirty or have any other intention at all. Maybe I am overreacting, but I would think any guy in my position would be highly suspicious about a guy from the past who thought they were out on a date one night, coming back into her life and giving her an increased amount of attention over time. Am I being overly jealous? How should I go about confirming my fear? Is there even a need to be worried or should I just let her slip? I'm seriously at a loss and I'm starting to feel miserably disgusted by my thoughts. Please help. Edit 1. She's coming over later tonight. We'll update this thread and reply to it accordingly. If the same situation occurs again tonight, I will bring it up. If that doesn't work, I will find a way to get her and him in the same room with me in the near future and see how that plan pans out. Thanks for all your support and advice. And we do have an update to this post. Now, I got to say to me as I was reading this, it did feel like a very red flag situation that they've known each other in the past. And it's the way that she's hiding her phone from you while she's texting, you know, she's not being open, being a bit disrespectful towards you, in my opinion. And I think it's one of those situations you just need to come out and say it and sit down with her and say, I know what you're doing. I know you're texting him and the way you're going about it, I think is really disrespectful towards me. You know what's happened in the past between you two. He thought you was on a date, so he clearly has some more feelings towards you and it's currently making me uncomfortable. And we're going to start off with a deleted user who says, address the facts as you see them. You are constantly texting and chatting with him. You would tell me directly when you see him. When you came over my house, you text him for a good 5 minutes before you even greeted me. You close out chat windows with him the second I walk into a room. You are texting him every time we're not in the midst of a conversation. In fact, you couldn't even resist texting him when I got up from bed to go brush my teeth in the middle of messing around. Can you see how that would make me feel suspicious and insecure? If she acknowledges your feelings and takes a step back from the friendship and is more forthcoming about her interactions with him, I would leave it at that. But if she continues to be defensive of her behavior and dismissive of your feelings, then you know for certain that your girlfriend is a rude person at best or unfaithful at worst. Ying and Yang says either way she's not being respectful. You should communicate how you feel. Lying about seeing him is really bad. Ask her what she wants and explain your boundaries. OP responds to that saying, "I've brought this up in the past. Sorry I've been responding to replies out of order, but her response was that I shouldn't be worried about her cheating on me and that she doesn't respect the fact that I can't trust her. All I have to say is any man in their right mind in the same situation will feel the same fear I do, that something is going on. Who the fuck texts someone that is just a friend, especially someone of the opposite sex, in between messing around, me running to the bathroom to brush my teeth and coming back to have sex with her within 2 minutes? I am frustrated." Gotchi says, "I think you're on the losing end of this one, I'm afraid. To her credit, she's doing it right in front of your face. She clearly enjoys the conversation that she has with this guy more than her conversation with you. That's a big red flag. I imagine someday soon, one of those dates he goes on will need someone to console him and your girl will happily oblige. Then it will be oops, slip, fell, landed on top of him, followed by her picking fights with you, until you finally have enough and break up with her. To which dude will happily console her at that time. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not. Time will tell. Update this thread in time to let me know. I'd be worried if I were you. But even then, I don't think there is much you can do about it. You can't help who you hit it off with, even if you said for her to stop. Even if she does, she'll resent you for it, and she may even text him behind your back, which opens all new bad doors. I think no matter what way you slice this, you are boned." And one more from Omega037, who says, "Don't snoop or act insecure. There is nothing to be gained by that. Your best play right now would be to try and triangulate. In other words, figure out a way to get the three of you in a room together. Invite him or ask her to invite him to hang out with the two of you. After all, you should want to get to know each other's friends. This may help scare him off or neutralize him if there is an issue. If there is no issue, that will help you realize that. If she seems hesitant, then you have a legitimate issue to bring up. Why doesn't she want you to meet her friend? Is she embarrassed of you or something? Basically, it is a losing argument for her to say that you shouldn't be able to meet a friend of hers. However, if she really does seem resistant to the two of you meeting, there might be a reason." So then...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
OP came in with the update, which said, "So a few people have been asking me for an update to my situation. I do owe you guys that. Thanks for all the advice. This is how New Year's Eve slash day played out with her and her friends. Her. I really wanted to join my BFFs tonight, but they said I couldn't have a plus one since I was someone's plus one. So we'll hang out with my other friends tonight. We proceed to hang out with her friends for dinner, have a chill, calm night, and then head over to another friend of a friend's place for a small New Year's house party. She mentioned before this to her friends, I planned to throw up tonight, meaning she plans to get trashed tonight. Flash forward 45 minutes, we're at this really small friend of a friend's house party, and there is a ton of champagne. My girlfriend proceeds to get plastered off champagne. Keep in mind, she is generally a heavy drinker, so this takes a lot. She starts making stupid comments and being progressively more annoying. This is where it gets interesting. She says, this is what you've been wanting to see, right? All of these conversations. You think I'm cheating on you? Here, take it. She keeps shoving the phone literally in my face. I tell her I don't want to see it. I don't need to. Looking at me, pale, no expression in her face. She says, look at it. I do what I know I can't help. I look down and I read the text messages. She had included my name in a conversation with the guy stating that I am her boyfriend. Now this is where detective slash crazy genius mode kicks in.
I look at the dates of the text on her phone as she scrolls down the text. When things were said, key words, and all I saw was, "Who is such and such?" dated 24 hours prior. It was the first time I mentioned since they started chatting. I was some mystery man. Now, what I did next would be considered devious to some, but I did it anyways, and for all that is holy, I did it because I, my friends, am in love, and I'm worried that love causes some subconscious fear of paranoia. I told her, "I trust you." She gets close and cuddly for the next 30 minutes or so, making a few comments here and there of drunk stupidity. I see her text on her phone here and there and don't pay attention anymore regarding who. The clock strikes midnight, ball drops, kiss kiss, happy new years, more drinking, blah blah blah, super fast summary. As we leave and get driven back by our friends to my car to drive back home, I text a friend happy new years, at which time she immediately takes my phone from me and says, "Who are you texting?" and starts jokingly checking my text messages, only to notice it's my best friend I was talking to. I proceed to in turn steal her phone to check her messages, at which time she starts to freak out and physically wrestle me in the backseat of her friend's car, trying to get her phone back. I proceed to go to her WhatsApp application, knowing that's the only other application she uses to chat, and click on the first message I see that just happens to be labeled a phone number instead of a name. Want to know what the first thing I saw on the text was? "You should come and spend the night tomorrow." You know what the first thing that went through my mind was? Fuck this guy, she's cheating on me. My face turns blank, I let my guard down, and she takes a swipe at my face, scratching me between the eyes, drawing blood. I surrender the phone, she releases mine, and I question her. "Who wants you to spend the night tomorrow?" She gets defensive, "Don't take my phone." She goes on to state why what I did was wrong. I proceed to counter with, "You took my phone and just texted my best friend and called him. Why would you do that?" She defends herself again with, "That was my phone, you have no right to take it." At this point, folks, I'm like, fuck this shit. I just stop talking to her, ignore her altogether. 5 minutes pass, she gets closer and closer to me, all cute and cuddly, and starts kissing me on the cheek. "I'm sorry, hun." Of course I'll cave in. I'm a dude, she's smoking gorgeous, and I'm stupidly in love with her. I go into take care of drunk girl mode and start being really nice to her, eventually driving her back home over the course of 2 hours while she constantly made me stop to vomit out of my car. Yes, it was late, I was tired, and thank God, sober. We arrive back at my place and she refuses to get out of the car. At the same time, I see her phone going off in silent mode like crazy on the floor, and lo and behold, what do I see? A name and the following messages, lol. You know where that tongue should be. I don't see any drunk texts. At this point, I would imagine the next words to come out of anyone's mouth would be, "Excuse me, bitch, get out of my car right now, we are done." You know what I said? We should go on a break. She wakes up suddenly. Really? I walk out the car and she seems to calm down, go back into my place and get her blanket while thinking to myself, am I stupid for wanting to make a girl convince her sins? Am I some kind of twisted freak? I drop the blanket off, she warms up and cools down, and I offer the warmth of my bed for the night. In the morning, we have a conversation about the text messages. I don't get it. You are really violent when you are drunk, second time, and I saw the above mentioned text messages on your phone. I don't know, it's WhatsApp, anyone can text you, I can't block him, she replies. I referenced him as a person she formerly dated, who she almost broke up with me over during the first weeks of our relationship. I say, but I still don't get it. Why was his text phrased, you know where that tongue should be? Where should that tongue be? I don't get it. She counters with, I don't know, I didn't text him. Now, is it wrong for me to trust that those words would not come out of someone's brain if and only if there was some kind of sexual texting going on? I just played along and agreed, okay. I'm still with her a week later. Everything has been great since then. If you slap your head at the end of this, yep, maybe this needs to end. And I got to admit, the ending on this one had me like, what? You're still with her? Are you breaking up? Are you not? What is going on? You've claimed that you're madly in love with this girl multiple times. Does this mean that you may stay together after this? Are you just playing along to get more information then leave her? What is the plan here? That's what I need to know. I hate it when I get left in the open like this. I'm going to have to go back to the start of the video and let people know this is pretty inconclusive. It's one of the big negatives of reading, you know, blind without going over it beforehand. Whilst I like to get like the initial reactions myself from what's going on, sometimes you get to the end of a story and you're like, ah, bugger. And let's have one more cheeky one from Educational Exam 3199, who says, am I the arsehole for telling my friend his wife couldn't pull off a bathing suit? I've been informed by my friend that my wife seems to have a lot of body confidence on a few occasions. She posts a lot of photos on Instagram in dresses, crop tops, and now that it's summer, swimsuits. I've never had a problem with it. I think most girls in their mid-20s do the same thing, but my friend has been making weird remarks to me about her posts since we got married. He essentially says her posts are too provocative for a married woman and that she's putting herself online like she's a single woman. He also makes the point that most married women do not post photos like she does, as his wife would never disrespect him by posting photos like this. I brought it up to my wife once and she just laughed and said he was weird. I agreed and haven't said anything about it to her since. Recently, a group of us got together at the lake. My wife wore what I considered normal attire, a bikini, but my friend thought differently. He made a comment in front of us guys about her ass being out and asked me if she just liked to make everyone uncomfortable and have people stare at her. And of course, he brought it back around to his wife, saying how she dresses respectful in front of other guys. His wife had a one piece, I think, but wore a cover up most of the time we were there. My wife wasn't wearing a thong bathing suit bottom, so I honestly don't know what his deal was. There were other girls there in two pieces besides her. I'd honestly had enough of his insistent continuous comments about my wife and how he was continually comparing her to his more conservatively dressed wife. So I said, your wife just dresses like that because she can't pull off a swimsuit. Stop fixating on my wife, bro. It's getting old fast. I know his wife hadn't caused anything and probably didn't deserve that, but it did get him to shut up. We actually haven't talked since then, which I don't really care. We'll probably run into each other the next time. We have a friend throw an outing though. I do feel like his wife didn't deserve that, even if she didn't know I said it. So I'm wondering if I am an arsehole. I don't really want to apologize to him before he apologized for all of his comments, but if Reddit thinks it's the consensus, I might. ETA, his wife was not around when I said this. It was just a group of guys. And I was pretty much with you most of the way through until you got to disrespecting his wife when she's done absolutely nothing wrong as well. Fighting sexism with sexism is never going to work. I think it's just as simple as that. So it's going to be an everyone sucks here in this situation. But we'll start off with Joan Clay, who says, everyone sucks here. There were other ways to get this guy to shut up without bringing his wife into it. She had nothing to do with it and just stooped to his level by making inappropriate comments on his wife's appearance. Solid Quote says, everyone sucks here. Don't insult the wife. She got nothing to do with this. Tell him to stop being a sexist ass. Apologize to her, not the sexist jerk. Amp says, everyone sucks here. He's obviously an arsehole for what he said about your wife. He's attracted to her, for your information, but you really didn't have to body shame his wife, who had nothing to do with the conversation in order to defend your wife. It just made both of you look like butts. And the comments just continued down this path, and I think it was pretty much an unanimous, everyone sucks here. But what do you guys make of this situation? How would you have dealt with it if you was OP? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for what you do. You're absolutely incredible. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.